Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. The holidays are officially upon us, which musically means almost nothing new of note and more holiday music than you can shake a stick at. I think I heard four different versions of White Christmas on just one trip to Target. So where does that leave us? How about highlighting the best of what there is, plus some randomness? A couple of new tunes, some covers, and some loose ends. And here we go. We'll start with an artist we profiled last podcast, Matthew Ryan. An Esquire favorite, Ryan's one of music's great underrated talents. This Nashville singer-songwriter writes important songs, songs that put him in league with his fans, folks like Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle, and Casey Chambers. He spent last year touring in support of a record he made with Nielsen Hubbard under the name Strays Don't Sleep, but often the highlights of those shows were previews of tunes from Ryan's new solo album, From a Late Night High Rise. The record's full of heartbreak and protest, both political and personal, but it perhaps comes together best in one called Misunderstood, a tune that nicely echoes early U2 and has a chorus line that somehow reminds me of Eminem's Lose Yourself. But it's clearly more than frisky enough to stand up on its own. Here's a piece of it. That's Matthew Ryan and Misunderstood from the album From a Late Night High Rise. It's our last Buy This Album recommendation of 2007. The rest of what we're going to recommend are random songs. Speaking of, sometimes interesting covers come from odd places, like The O.C. Yep, the TV show that started the indie rock as TV soundtrack phenomena released its sixth compilation last week. This time around, it's a record subtitled Covering Our Tracks, where past O.C. songs get covered by similarly hip young new bands. There's too much trash buried among these 12 tracks to be more than a novelty. Take Rock Kill Kid's wimpy version of Spoon's I Turn My Camera On, please. But there's some winners. Take this one, Band of Horses, South Carolinians who put out one of the year's best Sub Pop records. They deliver a slow but substantial take on a tune from the shoegazing Touch and Go collective, The New Year. This is Band of Horses and their version of The New Year's, The End's Not Near. This is why hell is underground, like a That's a tune from OC Mix 6, and we've got one more from the record that's worth your 99 cents. It's a good guess you'll find Chicago's The M's on a bunch of year-end lists. Their album Future Women got great reviews and deserved to find a wider commercial audience. On this OC record, they pay tribute to bizarro British noise popsters Clinic. Their take on Come Into Our Room is as spooky and psychedelic as the original, only it's 10 times more listenable. Here's a sample. Also in stores last week, a new EP from Baby Shambles. For most folks, Baby Shambles is a band they've read about more than they've heard. Frontman and many say truly troubled genius Pete Doherty is nonstop tabloid fodder overseas, so much so his scrapes with the law get press here even if his records rarely see the light of day stateside. The Blinding EP, five new tunes from his band Baby Shambles, suggests what a shame their low profile here really is. This is authoritative, vital music, music that sounds every bit as scrappy and sketchy as Doherty's reputation. For evidence, here's the must-hear, must-own title track, The Blinding. Here's a great stocking stuffer, an EP that you can only get at independent record stores. It's a well-kept secret, but Sims, the coalition of indie record stores, sells a bunch of records that you can't buy at big box stores. These indie exclusives include live EPs from Gomez, Bobby Bear Jr., The Kooks, Kings of Leon, Pearl Jam, and yes, The Secret Machines. Their album is a live EP recorded at KCRW. It offers 6 songs split between material from their impressive debut and less than impressive follow-up, this year's 10 Silver Drops. The surprise that the perkiest performance of the bunch, the one that really suggests how powerful of a live band they can be, is a tune from 10 Silver Drops, Lightning Blue Eyes. If this is a band you like but have already found yourself wanting more than the last record could offer, searching this one out is a no-brainer. Here's some of Lightning Blue Eyes from the indie-only KCRW record.
In your dreams, you've seen it.
I don't know enough about audio to care much about a 5.1 version of the Flaming Lips at War with the Mystics album, but I suppose if anybody would use technology to embellish an already excellent sounding record, it would be the Lips. But they've gone the extra step for people like me who aren't necessarily attracted to the 5.1 idea. They added a bevy of bonus material, the requisite batch of DVD videos, plus 14 rarities. Among them, there's new songs, outtakes, radio sessions, and a few covers, including a take on Bohemian Rhapsody and an oddball medley of Sonic Youth's Unmade Bed and Led Zeppelin's No Quarter. But what sounds like covers but aren't are a pair of bonus takes on their latest single, the Yeah 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 song. A version called the Chicken Fried Hoedown Protest Rally delivers an acoustic stomp complete with hand claps and country picking, while the In Anna Troupis version strips it all the way down to a gorgeous piano ballad. And what's amazing is that in its naked glory, it's twice as powerful and packs twice the protest punch of the original. Take a listen.
It's a very dangerous thing to do exactly what you want, because you cannot know yourself what you'd really do with all your power.
That's the Flaming Lips wrapping up another edition of our Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.